Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Robin Barnes. She's with the NDSU Stutsman County Extension Service, and she's also the 4-H Program Coordinator. Robin, welcome to our show.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming back onto the show. We've had Robin on before to talk about the Stutsman County Fair, and it's already hard to believe we're right back. The fair is looking us right in the face.
It's here.
It's here. So Robin brought up a lot of information, you know, involving 4-H and the Stutsman County Fair that we're going to get into. We'll start with the schedule of events. Robin, things don't really open to the public until Wednesday that week.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff is happening behind the scenes, and I think it really starts on Sunday with everything moving on to the the fairgrounds, right?
Right. The prep work is a lot of what goes on. You know, the 4-H booths that you see when you go there, all that has to be put together. And we have to clean out the area and make sure it's not dusty and put things in their right place. So, Sunday afternoon, the 4-H clubs all get together and they put their booths together and get that all prepped up. And then Monday, we start with our interviews. The kids do all these projects all year, and the static projects, which are like the baking goods, the clothing, the pictures, the artwork.
They're what you see that's not in the livestock area.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything but the livestock. Although we do have an interview for the livestock, people have to keep record books to show that they're, you know, this is what they feed the animal, this is how much it's costing, this is how they've cared for them. Those kinds of things are important and part of the learning process for 4-H. So they also do an interview with a judge that day to show that they've, you know what they're doing.
Right, right.
So that's what we do on Monday. And we have some overall awards that are given to our static exhibitors, the non-animal exhibitors. We have best of show in our 7 different project areas. It's kind of like the overall grand champion in these different areas of learning.
Yeah.
And then we have an award of excellence, 3 age divisions that we give, which is also kind of an overall award showing that they are diversified because they have to have 6 different projects in at least 3 of the different project areas that are listed in our book.
Wow.
So they display their projects and have a table and set up and answer questions for a judge. So that's another kind of a grand champion overall award for our static exhibitors. And that's all done on Monday, the 26th, before
the fair
starts.
Yeah, that's only one day. That's a full day for those guys. So Robin Barnes again joining us here talking about the 4-H involvement at the Stutsman County Fair. You know, something I'll point out, Robin, before we continue on the schedule, it just makes you really appreciate the hard work that these kids are doing, that because every time the fair comes around, I make sure the exhibits, I always stop by the exhibits and I look at the livestock, I look at the static exhibits, because there's a lot of work that goes into that for these guys.
Oh, yeah, very much. The animals, you know, a lot of them you have to own them at least by May 1st for most of them, some of them even by March 1st. And these static exhibits, you know, some of those projects that they've created, they've been working on, and it takes a lot of effort. I'm always amazed too at the quality and the creativity that I see when I go through all these static exhibits that they do.
It's amazing. So we're continuing on here. The Stutsman County Fair, again, I guess I'll remind people, goes from the 25th to the 30th, right? Is that it?
Well, that's 4-H part.
4-H part of it. Yeah, that's my.
Yep.
That's the 4-H part of it. So we'll move to Tuesday, though, because there's a lot of things happening on Tuesday for you guys as well.
Tuesday the 27th.
Yeah.
We have our horse show that day. The fair is not open yet, but the horse show is going to go on. And we will be starting that at 9:30 a.m. Everybody's welcome to come out and watch. And then at 5 p.m. after the horse show's over, we have our dog show, which is growing and becoming more popular. We're hoping to grow it some more because there's not very many. But we have our dog show then at 5 p.m. So Tuesday's kind of a full day for the kids, pre-fair day.
Yeah.
But it will be a full day, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll have a great time.
That's my fingers are crossed for good weather. I you know, nothing beats good weather on County Fair Week. So then Wednesday is really when things happen. People are coming in and they'll be able to check out these exhibits. Wednesday will be the first day for that.
Wednesday afternoon, I believe, the fair starts. So yeah. Wednesday we are still continuing prepping and getting ready. We have to weigh in all these market animals. So that's kind of what we're doing in the morning.
Yeah.
Is getting all the market animals weighed in, marked down, pictures are taken, and then we start our second show, the poultry show, at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And the rabbit show will follow that. That will all be in the old merchants building, which is connected to the big beef livestock building. It's kind of off on the east side.
Okay.
And so the rabbit and poultry show will be in 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock that evening, we're going to have a llama show, which is, we do it for our 4-H'ers because we have a few that are involved. We don't have very many.
Yeah.
But these kids are involved and they do their work. And it's very fun to watch.
I love the llamas. Yeah.
And they have an obstacle course and a trail course that they go through. So those are things that it's just fun to watch them go over these things and through them and how they do it.
Man, and all of this is just right here in our own backyard, the Stutzman County Fair. These kids of Stutzman County have been really working hard on these things.
This has been their project for the year. This is the end game for some of the animals. Some of them will go on to state fair, of course, but the llama show, of course, the llama and the dogs, we're kind of unique here in Stutzman County.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think, like you said, the dog show, that's relatively new. It's only been a couple of years, right?
Right.
Like we 2 years, 3 years?
3 years now. Yeah. This is a third year.
Yeah, crazy. So that's Wednesday, and then we move on into Thursday. Still a lot of things happening, even though a lot of the weigh-ins have happened, but a lot of the shows are still going on.
Yes, we still have all the rest of the livestock shows to go. Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we start with our swine show.
Okay.
And then we move into our sheep and goat shows Thursday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock.
Perfect. And then Friday is very busy, too.
Friday will be another busy day. most days are busy, actually.
They are. That's kind of the theme right now. It's very busy, yeah.
So Friday at 8 a.m., we start with our beef and dairy show. That will take most of the morning and probably into some of the afternoon. And then in the afternoon, we have the Round Robin Showmanship Competition, which is a huge thing for the kids. It involves 5 different species of livestock.
Yeah.
And the first place winners of the livestock showmanship of each species get to compete in the Round Robin.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And then at the Round Robin, they have to show showmanship for each species and are judged on how well they know what they're doing and how they move the animal, which is what showmanship is.
Yeah.
And then the Round Robin champion is named. And they've gotten, for the junior and the senior division, we have buckles that they win.
Awesome.
And we also, this year new, we have a perpetual trophy that we have room for about 35 years.
Wow.
But it was donated in memory of Mona Williams. Ernie, her husband, came in after her funeral and wanted to help the 4-H showmanship because he and Mona met at the 4-H showmanship round robin competition.
That's
here at
awesome.
Stutzman County.
Wow. So awesome. So much history behind it, too, you know?
Yeah, that was such a sweet story. He was kind of embarrassed, but I think it's so sweet. she asked him for help to get her in the round. She didn't win the round robin competition that year, but she won his heart.
There you go. There it is. Oh, that's amazing. So, like I said, 4-H, very busy. And you said, you know, during the showmanship part of this, Robin, it's very important for the kids.
Oh, yes. This is kind of the goal.
Yeah, this is what they're working for.
This is what the kids and showmanship are the ultimate, I guess you might want to say. So that's the Round Robin Championship. Okay. And then we start with the market livestock premium sale. There's all sorts of things going on. That starts at 6 o'clock. This is where the market livestock are auctioned off to bidders.
Right.
And a great thing, the bidders are always so wonderful, and the kids are earning some of their, to pay back their...
Right.
What that cost them to bring this animal, also to put in a college fund of sorts, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great thing for the kids. That will start at 6 o'clock. Then we're pretty much done with all of our livestock
shows.
The
livestock part of it, yeah.
We can kind of start on some fun stuff. And the first fun thing we come to is our Old Timers Showmanship Contest.
Awesome. Now, again, I'll remind everybody, Robin Barnes joining us here on Let's Talk. Now that we've talked a lot about the, you know, the livestock and the showmanship and everything, like you said, we'll move on into some of these other events. The Old Timers Showmanship Contest, this will be Friday as well.
Right. It's after the market livestock sale.
After the after the premium sale.
Right. After the premium sale is done, we kind of relax a little bit and we bring out some fun. And it hopefully will be as fun as it was last year. There's a little prep work if you're interested in it. We encourage costumes and we encourage, you know, bidders to outbid each other to nominate people. So, yeah. Come on out and have some fun. It's a fundraiser for our livestock committee,
okay,
who also puts on, you know, learning situations for our livestock kids.
Awesome. So check that out. That is Friday, June 30th, following the market livestock premium sale. And it looks like you have all the information here too. 19 years old, $10 donation or entry fee, nominate somebody. There's a lot of little details there.
Yep.
But they can always contact you, and we'll get, you know, the contact information here, too. One that I'm always excited for, too, Robin, that happens, the wiener dog races. These are so much fun to watch, and everybody has so much fun with these.
It has been a huge success.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday. Saturday morning, we do have a beef fitting contest for our beef kids who team up and form a team, and then they see how fast they can dress up a beef and get it ready for a show. And you would not believe all the dressing and the combing and the blowing and the trimming and the what they do. It's like a
beauty
contest.
But they get
it
done real fast.
Right. They have a certain time frame to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a beauty contest for a steer, and all these kids are around doing. And it's also based on teamwork, you know, so that everybody is doing a little bit of something, and they all are getting it done together.
That's awesome.
So that's at 10 o'clock in the morning. But then, the wiener dog races are on again. This is our third annual. It will start at 1:30. Okay. The time has kind of changed just because
it fluctuates.
Yep. But it will be at the livestock arena again. Come in. Entries will start opening at 12:30 at the livestock arena. Remember, dogs must be leashed and they must have a rabies certificate or tag.
Okay.
And by prior approval, if you have a Dachshund cross, you might be eligible. It has to be the smaller versions. So.
Right. Yeah. You don't want the, you know.
Yeah. You can't have a Dachshund Great Dane cross.
Yeah. You don't want
the starting box wouldn't fit.
No, it wouldn't. So but, they have to do prior approval for that.
Yes. And there is a contact for them.
Perfect.
But yeah, we're ready to run those races again and see who has the fastest wiener dog again this year.
For bragging rights too.
Oh yeah,
right?
You bet.
Awesome. Robin Barnes again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. You know, Stutzman County Fairtime, busy is the word, is the key word for the 4-H'ers that are going to be there. And, you know, lots of things going on. But Robin, if people want to get involved, they have questions about, you know, the schedule for the 4-H'ers, or they want to ask you questions about anything else you guys have going on there, what are some ways they can get a hold of you?
They can call us at the office at 252-9030. We also have on our website most of our fair information at the NDSU Stutzman County Extension website.
Okay.
They can look on there. Easy way, you know, call. We have a Facebook for NDSU Extension that carries some of the information.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few different ways. I do want to back up to the wiener dog races a little bit more. We are charging a $5 entry fee.
Okay.
And that's going to our dog program, which we are hoping to grow. And this year we doubled our numbers of entries. So I'm hoping things will continue because it's not an official 4-H program yet in North Dakota.
Okay.
And the kids are all interested in getting into the agility contest, which has different
obstacles.
Yes, that's the word. And it takes money to build those obstacles or buy them. So this is why we're raising some funds to try and get those obstacles purchased or to at least bring in maybe some trainers that can help the kids learn what it is all about.
So it's a fundraiser as well as a great fun event.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So get involved. Stutzman County Fair is coming up real soon, and the 4-H is going to be very busy during it. Contact Robin if you have any questions or want to get involved in any way.
Yes.
And Robin, we really appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you for sharing all the information. And yeah, hope to see you at the fair. I'll be running around there somewhere.
we'll find you somewhere.